Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
If any of the parties participating in this contract are shown not to be in their right mind, the entire agreement is automatically nullified.
Well, I don't know.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause.
You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
This is the main event of the evening.
It's
time!
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Welcome back to Shock Therapy. This is your boy JTB back in the studio. And my boy, what Coy the Riddler is in the house.
What's going on, people?
We are here to make it live once again. We are here to give you the unadulterated, pure truth from JTB, the Riddler JTB. And you're welcome in advance.
Thank you.
So we're going to get the show started. Riddler, what Coy, you had a few topics you wanted to hit right off the bat. I would recap some of the things we talked about last week, but honestly, I just don't remember.
Yeah, honestly, they just probably wouldn't remember them either. They need to take heed to them as we speak about them.
That's true. I do remember talking about Sarah applications. I don't know if the architect got anything in his mail.
Did we get any?
Yeah, we're working on that. Okay. I played... I got a chance to let somebody listen to that episode. They absolutely loved it. I think if the rest of the world would join in, they would love it also. I'll start taking donations in a minute.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. So, what's on your mind?
Well, what's been on my mind for the past couple of weeks was that the Cleveland shootings that's been going on, man. You know, I've been seeing on the news that a lot of kids been getting shot. I don't know if they drive-by shootings or whatever it's called, or whatever these kids call it right now. I just feel like they need to stop.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the deep root of it was, but I do remember them speaking about how they thought some gangs were coming up. What is it? Bloods or Crips are coming? Bloods coming up from California just to shoot up Ohio. And I'm sitting here thinking, like,
why would they do that?
Why leave California just to come to Ohio?
Right. We got Bloods and Crips here already.
So. Can't they take care of that? But in the same token, yeah, not to take it lightly, the shootings have been kind of ridiculous lately. We had some school threats that came up not too long ago.
Euclid,
yeah, right in Euclid. So I mean, I think Cleveland Heights as well. So I mean, we've had some crazy things going on within this last month, and the shootings have got to stop. I mean, I could probably deal with it a little better if it was, you know, older people I can understand, but these are children, defenseless, right. You know what I'm saying?
Defenseless kids.
Babies. Right. Like, they don't even have an opportunity or a chance to defend themselves. They're not protected. And you're killing the next generation before they even have a chance to view the...
Now, wait a minute now. Let's say they're not protected, because earlier this week, I seen on the news that they had an 11-year-old, I think, that got caught with a Tech 9.
Oh, my God.
Going to school or coming from school, something like that. I didn't really catch the whole full story.
I didn't mean that type of protection, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, they coming ruthless.
Yeah. But it's the society. I won't even say it's the society. It's what they grow up around. It's not the society. It's their circle.
Right.
It's a difference. Mm-hmm. It's the circle that they've been introduced to. It's what their families have been imparting in their minds, and sometimes they allow the fakeness of TV to be their generated proposal of things that's they consider life.
That's what I think too. I think they pay a little bit too much attention to what's going on in the entertainment world versus reality, and they think that everybody has to. Because really, if you if you really look at it, society is not really that bad. Whether you down the way, up the way, or any kind of way about it, it's not really that bad. So. I don't understand why everybody is, you know, maybe social media is hyping everything up to a certain degree. And but kids carrying guns ain't nothing new. Mm-hmm. What we trying to do is prevent kids from carrying guns.
Exactly. And I have to agree. I don't think it's the area you in and all that other stuff, because I grew up most of my life on St. Clair, on 141st and St. Clair.
Right.
I mean, I've had the opportunity to have some of my best days there.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some horrible things as well.
Right.
But
that's what we will do. We'll see that.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not my community. It's the people who, you know, allow themselves to do it. So I don't think it's the community and society around. I agree with you on that one. So,
I mean, you know, it just made it, a lot of things just make it seem like it's just utterly impossible for us to, like, really get along with society, especially being on that note with kids going to school.
Right.
It just kind of make it seem hard.
Right. I know back in the day, protection was making sure you huddled around with your cousins on the way home. Family, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I knew protection was like, okay, well, you know, you carry a stick or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But a Tech Nine may be taking a little too far.
That's way far.
You know, because it's a child. He's going to get mad because you know, eating cookies the wrong way or something.
Right.
And decide, I'm tired of this. I can't handle it no more. And just decide to shoot up the lunchroom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he can't eat no pizza.
Right. I told her I want a pizza today. How dare she serve chicken nuggets? I mean,
right.
Silly stuff like that. So, I mean, with weapons, I don't think you should arm children with weapons. Maybe common sense they should be armed with.
Yeah, I'm going to say a whole lot of that.
Yeah, because I got through life on common sense.
But a lot of these kids, man, they don't have any common sense. They don't want to learn nothing good. They just go for all the bad stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what do you think about this? What do you think? The common thing that they say is that children are being made by children. Therefore, they're not taught how to be true adults. Something like that.
I kind of disagree with that. I had my son at a young age. Everybody knows this. I'm not ashamed of it. I had my son when I was 19, going on 20. I think it's good if you have a positive parent that you can grow with. So then, therefore, y'all grow together. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the way that I think about it.
I mean, I agree. I've seen different aspects. I've seen where you have, I don't say it's children raising children. I say it's an idiot who had a child. Because you got some people who rather pawn their child off on somebody. And then that's where you get that thing where they know their mother by name and not by mama.
Correct.
Your name is Diane.
Right.
Your name is Trina. It ain't never been mama. And then they get mad because when they get older, they don't get respect.
Right.
Yeah.
I ain't calling my mama Barbara Jean.
I dare not call my mother Joanne. Her name is Mom. I actually still call my mother Mommy.
That's a good butt whooping.
Yeah, I'm afraid to take the last two letters off of that.
Hey, exactly.
So I mean, it's not, I don't know. I think it's crazy. Now, the arming my children thing, I'm sure going to teach my child how to fight.
Oh, yeah, much without a doubt. That's, you have to.
Yeah, we going to do that.
I can see teaching your children how to shoot. Within
but
a
I'm not
going to
send a gun with them, though.
I'm not going to send a 9mm.
Yeah, I got to go to school and fill out paperwork, talk to DSF, all of that stuff. You know?
Truant officers and everything.
Truant
officers,
yeah. Like, you get the gun when you get home. Make it home.
You know, right. Make it home first.
Make it home. Yeah, don't let them catch you with this on the... Man, what's wrong with you?
Right, put it in your book bag. Right. Under your shirt or something.
No, they got detectors and stuff. I went to this one school where it's got mentally handicapped kids, and they got to go through a metal detector. they wheelchairs, man. That's not funny, but I'm saying, how do you...
Yeah, it is. I can never see a mentally disabled person just...
You see him pulling a 9 out like... I sent my child strapped.
Right. Ain't nobody messing with my child.
Right, right.
He got the wheelchair, and he can do a drive-by.
At the same time. So I can't arm my child like that, but I arm my child with wit, skills, and understanding.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
With skills,
that's all.
And
that's all we need. That's all he need right there. With skills and understanding.
I mean, I give him a taser. That, maybe you can have a taser. If I had a little girl, I'd give her a taser.
No, give him some pepper spray.
I give him pepper spray and a taser. Blind them, then hit them.
Yeah, there you go. Put Kool-Aid on their lips so they can't talk.
Right.
In their eyes so they can't see either.
Exactly. So, the shootings have been horrible, ridiculous. We're making light to try to lighten some things up, but at the same time, it's ridiculous. I'm tired of seeing it.
It's getting way too out of hand. We need.
What happened to just fighting?
They don't believe in it.
What happened to just fighting?
They don't want it.
They stop fighting when people start picking bricks and stuff up.
No, I think that's still a way of fighting.
Let's fight. Let's fight.
Yeah, you hit them upside the head with a garbage can or something like that, you good.
Yeah.
You still
they're not,
live
they're not dead, maybe day. A brain concussion, but you still living, big dog.
Right. There
eat
you go.
Eat your food through a straw like the rest of the mental. The retarded people.
Bam. Hey, man. Now I'm retarded.
Exactly. So but your mama still could hug you.
Right, exactly. So what do you think? Do you think this problem can be fixed in the great in the city?
You know, we've been working on campaigns so long to fix it. But truthfully, I don't think government, not society, wants to fix it. Society, yes, I think it can be fixed. I think it can be worked on. I think it takes training, teaching, and understanding. Mm-hmm. But the generations that have come up now don't want to learn, listen, or hear.
No,
so
you know, this is what I always said about, you know, the way that these kids is growing up. Half of it is our fault. Now I'm not talking about the people that, you know, that do diligence and live a God fearing life and, you know, this, that, and whatnot. What I'm saying is that everybody was young once upon a time.
Right.
And this is what happens when we say to our little brothers and sisters or our friends, children, and be like, yeah, man, that's the way you do it, my G, and you go ahead and you go do that, you know what I'm saying? But I think a lot of this is our fault. What I mean by our fault meaning that to raise a child, it takes a village.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think that we were being the village to raise these new kids, because now everybody wants an individual. Nobody wants their kids to be known. Or you know, you can sit up there and sit out. I remember sitting out on the porch and, you know, next door neighbors be like, hey, I'm gonna tell your mama.
Right.
When your daddy come home, you know you got what you got coming.
Twice. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So actually you got three butt whoopings. But nobody wants their kids to be hit by anybody else, this, that, and the third. And, you know, that's where
it's going
with
it. That starts a senseless fight. I can agree 100%. Yeah, it does take a village to raise a child. But, I don't know where we lost that constructive mentality. Because I remember growing up, and the whole neighborhood looked out for each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they were there. They taught you. They trained. And like you said, if you got in trouble, everybody on the block knew.
Exactly.
And everybody was telling your parent.
Right.
And I remember getting whoopings for stuff you didn't even do yet. You remember that?
Yes, sir. Hey, and you better not do it again.
Right. Like, I didn't even do it yet.
Yeah.
So I was afraid to do some stuff because I remember what I got already. So
yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we're missing. But I can agree with this also, that it's somewhat our fault, because I've said this several times before, that back in the day, that the children, when they were raised, they had that strong family. Even if it was a single family home, you still had values, you still had goals, you still had things you had to do.
Right.
But I think when we came along, in our generation, and maybe a few before, we said, well, I'm not going to have my child struggle the way I struggle.
Yep, that was a lot
and
of
so
it, too.
Then we started pushing stuff in front of them. Well, you're going to have a little easier life than I did. And so some of us didn't understand the true value of work and all that stuff. My father grew up on a farm. My mother grew up down south. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the opportunity to have video games and all that stuff like that because my father would wake me up at 4 or 5 in the morning and put me to work.
Right.
You know?
Go out there and go strangle some of them chickens.
Right. No, I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm in the middle of 141st and St. Clair trying to be quiet cutting grass.
Right.
You ain't been cussed out until you've been cussed out trying to cut grass at 6 in the morning. in a black neighborhood. And they didn't finish partying until 4 that morning. That's the kind of t-shirt I got. I'm like, well, I'm going to do the grass last. I'm going to just do the edges or something. I'm going to cut the hedges or something.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, I had that structure where I had to get up. I had to go. I was always taught to work. I was always taught to make my own money. I was always taught to have values. I was always taught to, you know what I'm saying, do that right. thing. And I was taught to be a provider.
Right.
And that's what I was. But you know how you have, well, my child ain't going to be working until they get grown. Well, see, the problem about it is that your child don't know how to have ethics in life now.
Right.
So they missing out. You don't want your child to work. You don't want your child to be reprimanded by
nobody. They don't want their child to do anything.
You can't nobody tell. Your teacher can't say nothing to them. The other people can't say nothing. Then when they get a job and wonder why they can't keep one, it's because they can't take direction.
Exactly. And they don't want to take direction. That's the whole thing about it. I mean, you know, I just don't. I'm not a fan of that. I feel like, you know, that you should. I'm not saying that other people should reprimand your children. That's not wrong.
I don't want to be where they hitting on my child.
Right, but I'm not afraid. I want somebody to be like, I'm not afraid to tell you about what your child is doing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's not enough of that. It's not enough of it. But I don't want you to do it too much. Because if they being kids, let them be kids.
Yeah, now that's a difference. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a difference. You know, if they being kids, they let them be kids.
Right, just let them be kids.
But don't be yelling at my kid just because, and then they grow up low self-esteem and stuff. You know
like
what I'm
that,
saying?
Yeah.
Because that'll mess a child up.
That's not good. That is not good at all. Like I say, I don't want nobody to sit back and be a... Don't let mine be a burden on you.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, I don't want you being a burden on my child either.
No, because that's when you see the other me.
Right, exactly.
Like, it was cool if you were saying my child was out of order, they need to sit down. Okay, I understand that. But if you just yelling at my kid because he black, oh, yeah, it's on.
Yeah, I got to act.
Because my child a little darker, a little more chocolatey than the other kids, and you don't like that, your life is about to be messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, man, well, sometimes, you know, you don't want me to act black.
Right.
I don't want to act black, you know, but sometimes I have to act a little ish on you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's taking it to another level.
Yeah, you know, taking it
to another level, and I will gladly go there with you. Yeah, that's not a problem.
It's not a problem. I prefer it that way, but, I want to be politically correct sometimes.
Sometimes I do. But sometimes I don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a special guest in the building. I'm just saying.
I wasn't even going to say nothing, but hey, y'all. What's up?
Welcome into the studio, sir.
What y'all talking about?
Shock
there. Well, we just got done talking about the Cleveland shootings. We're getting ready to move on to something else.
Yeah.
I think this next topic would be good for you.
That's great. What is it? What is it?
Go ahead and break them up, Bobby.
We were trying to figure out. The Riddler here and I were sitting here talking about what are some of our vices. Some things that pee us off, make us upset that we don't like.
Yeah. What are some of your vices? I'm just saying.
Stanking women.
Oh, wait a minute.
Stanking women.
He took it there.
Stank feet?
Stanking women, period. Yeah. You need to be fresh from head to toe. Y'all know how I feel.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's a pet peeve of mine.
All right. Go get them.
Don't throw on no sandals if your feet ain't done.
Right.
Hey, I hate them nails to be polished, but them heels be crusty.
Oh.
Don't let your nails curve over the sandal either.
Right.
Looking like an eagle claw coming through.
The boys in clothes.
Right. Please.
Dropping down to get your eagle on.
Right. Pick it up. Picking up livestock and fish and stuff like you or some kind of beast.
Yeah. We don't want no beast feelings around here. You know, I'm going to need you to not be very beastly.
Come on, looking like Wolverine. What's that? Like the beast.
The beast.
Man,
The blue one.
Yeah. The blue one.
He be hanging from his feet.
Yeah.
I done seen some. He'd be like, hey, you need to take care of that.
Right.
Look like
they
sleep upside down.
Yeah. That's hanging from branches.
We classified that last week as a Sarah.
Sarah. Yeah, I heard about Sarah.
I ain't getting it, man. What happened to him?
I heard about Sarah.
Sarah is good.
Did you hear the comments of Sarah?
I heard a little bit about Sarah. Something wrong with y'all. Something is wrong with y'all.
Sarah flies. She flies, and you know she cleans. She's efficiently.
Awesome. She's awesome.
There was this movie I seen called Splice. Anybody seen that?
Yep.
I ain't hip. But I would love to hear about it.
You ain't never heard of Splice?
You never heard of Splice, real?
Yeah.
Never heard of Splice.
Oh, man.
This movie is just this doctor and his wife created a daughter because she couldn't have children. So they spliced some different things together.
And she was off the chain. Yeah, she was bad. She had she a tail came and out. Everything.
Yeah, she had a tail.
Just delays, but there you go.
Sarah.
There we go.
All right. Sarah, what happened?
There you go, Sarah.
You clearly didn't hear the whole show. You
know? Yeah.
I missed that.
Make sure you recap.
Here we go. Sarah.
There you
go. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't with y'all, man.
So, once again, for people like I'm just saying that just crawled up under the rock.
Right.
A Sarah.
Yes.
That is
that's how she
her
was,
explanation.
Yeah, that's how she was created.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, every time that we say Sarah.
Sarah.
Wow. Sarah.
That's mic check 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Like I said, I heard a little bit about Sarah, but I didn't. Yeah.
That's Sarah.
Sarah.
He's slipping.
He ain't on it.
He's slipping, man. He's slipping.
Sarah.
So, there you go. Now, what are your pet peeves?
Oh, me?
Yeah, we got money. My co-host is on another world. He okay, but he
thinking about Sarah.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't think about Sarah.
No, we just
put Sarah to work.
Yes.
we ain't thinking about Sarah. We just gonna put her to work.
We got her a garbage uniform outfit.
Right, and once again, we still are accepting applications.
Yes. Yes. We
email the architect.
Yes.
Applications. Mm-hmm. Are you still taking them? All right, we still accepting applications through any and all Sarahs out there. We need that breath. help us melt something.
Yeah, yeah.
Water and wine. solids in the liquids.
Rock in the sand.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
And, exactly. You know, even if you have to create a cloud to be wind, I mean, you know, just don't break none.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And if you do, I want you to do it on the other side. Downwind.
Downwind. Downwind.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, one of my pet peeves, I thought of another one, actually. But an architect helped me remember this. I don't like, I like cake, but I don't like white icing on a cake. I think you ruin a cake when you put white icing on it. That upsets me.
White icing?
White icing. I don't like white icing. Don't like white cake either.
I understand.
Yeah. Just don't like it. Mm-hmm. But my biggest pet peeve is this. People who touch and talk. Do you understand what I'm saying? Who touch and talk.
What? Touch and talk?
Do you understand?
Do you understand?
See, it's not just
I'm me. Just saying. He posed that question to you.
Wow, I'm gonna shut up because I don't even want to say what I'm supposed to say. I really don't want to say.
What, touch and talk?
Touch and talk.
Yeah,
touch
when
and
people, talk. Yeah, when
touch
people,
and talk. When people touch you and talk to
they
you,
they talk too much with their hands.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
What kind of touching are you talking about?
I was somewhere else.
He's somewhere he else, man.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
oh
come on, come on.
I was somewhere else.
Come on, man. What come on, back to Earth.
I was somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Earth to sand. Houston, we got a cop.
We got a cop.
That's my pet peeve. I'm done. I don't even want to go into it now. I don't know where you was at.
I don't know where he was either.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Touching and talking, my head was somewhere else.
Greenery?
Yeah.
You need to leave that alone.
Not that greenery. Oh, God. I thought I was bad.
I like greenery. Greenery is good. It smells good. Just don't smell good on me.
Okay.
But I like to roll around in it a little bit, you know.
In the clouds?
Yeah. I like brownies. Them brownies?
Yeah.
Yeah, the edibles.
Edibles. They're edible arrangements.
Good. Coming soon
edible
to
arrangements.
Neighborhood you're
edible
near you.
Edible arrangements. Yeah.
Good trees.
I'm back.
Yeah. You back now?
I'm back.
Okay, all right.
I'm back.
Good trees.
I don't know nothing about that.
Edible arrangements.
Don't know nothing about that. Not in this life.
Wow.
That should be a cologne, actually.
Yeah, edible arrangements.
Yeah. THC.
Oh.
You don't think so?
He said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just.
And this raw form is good.
Oh.
Yeah. See, me and I'm just saying, had this conversation about a month ago. I told him when I turn 50 and I retire in another 10 years.
You mentioned that. Yeah.
We going to go to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get a pack.
Okay.
A Blue Diamonds. Yeah. And,
okay.
And I'm big buds.
Yes, sir.
He said, you ain't going to break them down? Nope.
Stems and all.
No, it ain't gonna be no stems. They're just gonna be big buds.
Oh, okay.
Just everything. Put it in there.
For medicinal purposes.
Yeah, for medicinal purposes.
Right.
Allegedly. So then I'm just saying, I was like, well, you just gonna bring it down, Coy? Nope. Can I hit it with you? Nope.
Wow.
You can roll your own, though.
I don't even know where to go with that.
But that's okay, because I'm not going to be here.
Uh-huh.
I'm taking this show on the road, Jack. You know what I'm saying?
That's your bucket list.
Yes.
That's where you at.
A bag of Blue Diamonds.
A bag of Blue Diamonds.
The Jogger Lake cigars.
Oh, wow. What?
You remember big Jogger Lake cigars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, those big, huge, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We just splitting them down the middle, dog. We ain't breaking down nothing. Put
forget
it all a, in
forget
there.
Forget an Optimo.
No.
Yeah, ain't mm-hmm. nothing on the Optimo.
No, we don't want no.
We can't go back to Biggie style, huh?
No.
Wait.
We going Jogger Lake.
Wow, okay.
Jogger Lake on them.
They was all funny shaped and everything?
No, nah, they was just some big cigars.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Edit. Edit.
Yeah, that one might gonna get edited.
Anyway, where did we get from pet peeves from?
Okay.
I was wondering how do we got to this part.
We started talking about brownies and trees and everything green, and you know.
Well, this is where the big thing about my pet peeve. My pet peeve is pickles on sandwiches. I hate them. That is one vice that I will never get over. Let me tell you a story.
Yeah, I got to hear this.
Okay. One day, me and my son went to our local McDonald's. That was right up the street from us. And when you expect to go somewhere, and if you have been that somewhere plenty of times, you expect them to get your order right.
Right.
Okay. We go through the drive-thru. I ordered. Now, first of all, thank you, McDonald's, for making a double cheeseburger. Because them things is the bomb.
McDonald's is disgusting.
They disgusting. But they was good that particular day.
McDonald's causes diarrhea.
Well, for some people. But back then, I did have a cast iron skillet. I mean, Taco Bell used to.
Taco Bell still causes.
Yeah, I'm afraid to know what they serve.
Yeah, me too, because I order chicken tacos, and you be like, ooh, is that chicken or was that something else? Okay, now we're going to get back to this, this story. Because we done went around the world and around the block, and now we back again. And so, so I went to McDonald's, right up the street from where I stay, and I told them my son placed his order. I placed mine. I had two double cheeseburgers and medium fry and a high C. We go up to the first window. I pay. We go to the second window. I received the bag, which consists of my son's order and my two double cheeseburgers and the medium fry. So, as black folk, this is what we do. We want to make sure you got our order right.
Right.
We pull up a little bit just for that car behind us to pull up just a little bit for. And we go through the bag.
Right.
I went through the bag and I found pickles. After I asked this lady not to put pickles on my sandwich.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
On the sandwich. I commenced a crime because I was so mad.
Wow. I'm sorry, what?
What?
Say what?
Yeah, I shed a tear. A couple of them.
You grown. I ain't peeled the pickles same. Off.
Over a pickle?
You ain't peeled the pickles off?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I proceeded to peel the pickles off, and then I threw the whole sandwich away.
Over a pickle?
Over three pickles. Well, actually six, because it was three on one sandwich and three on another one. So I was pretty pissed off.
And you threw away both sandwiches?
Both sandwiches. After I ate fries that day.
After you peeled off the pickles.
Some salty fries. That's what I ate.
What's wrong with you?
Now, here's one thing that, you know, everybody doesn't believe, but if you could ask the mother of my child, that used to be my manager. She actually used to be my boss.
Really?
At Wendy's.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So she was about to fire me because I wasn't putting pickles on nobody else's sandwiches.
You gonna lose a job over pickles?
Yes. I believe pickles are not a condiment, but they should be served on the side like fries.
Now, you know,
that's just what I believe, brother.
I'm gonna step into my doctor mode since
please do.
Since you know, the doctor, the love doctor isn't here. Yeah, let me take you to the couch. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Okay, let's talk.
What's the deep rooted issue about pickles?
Right.
I just don't believe that pickles should be on anybody's sandwich. I mean, nobody's sandwich.
What about the pickle don't you like? What I mean, what is it? Because it's green? That's racist.
It's nasty.
That's racist. Green?
No, I love green. Green is my favorite color for real.
Okay.
But I just don't feel like pickles should be on anybody's sandwich.
Do you eat cucumbers?
Yes. Faithfully.
Right.
You know, cucumber.
It ain't nothing but
a pickle is just a
pickle.
Yeah, okay.
And vice versa.
So you're okay with the cucumber?
I'm okay with pickles. I just don't want them on my sandwich.
And it brings tears to you.
Yes, it brings tears to my eyes. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe me, but okay. You order me a sandwich and it got pickles on it, you might get thrown back in your face.
Right, that's domestic violence case over pickles.
Wait. Why did you peel the pickles off and throw the sandwich away?
I was just too mad at that point. My son laughed. Quay laughed the whole time. He was like, I can't believe you, Daddy.
He had a whole joint.
He was like, Daddy, are you for real?
Over a pickle.
Are you throwing everything away over a pickle? Yes.
Wow.
Chick-fil-A don't have nothing coming from me, especially if you put pickles on chicken. I think that is the nastiest thing in the world.
Wait a minute. So, are you saying that pickles are your kryptonite?
No, what I'm saying is I don't like pickles on my sandwich.
Pickles on your sandwich is your
right.
kryptonite.
I'll eat them on the side.
But not on the sandwich.
Vlasic, I love you. That's true. Just don't put yourself on my sandwich because I will throw you
it's
away.
It's really not that serious, though.
Right.
It's just a pickle.
No.
You can peel it off. That's,
I'm going to send you my bill, okay? I'm going to send you my bill.
As long as they ain't got pickles on it, we good. I love pickles. I just don't like pickles.
I can say this about drive-thrus, and this is what the love doctor told me this one time before. He said, you go through a drive-thru, and I watched him do this. It was crazy. He placed his order like 8 times.
See?
To the same person. He said, I would like, I forget what he ordered. Let's just say it was just a double cheeseburger.
With no pickles.
Without pickles. And a medium orange high C.
Exactly.
He said it like 8 times. I would like a double cheeseburger with no pickles and a medium high C. He said, now watch this, JTB. By the time we get up there, the whole thing is going to be messed
wrong.
Up.
It's going to be wrong.
By the time we got up there,
he had a cherry Coke, a fish sandwich, and a salad. So he was sitting up there looking like, what's my man's name from that movie? And, hey, sweet thing.
What movie?
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Oh, my God.
You remember that? I'm just saying, you remember that? You remember that movie?
With the black guy?
Yeah.
What's his face? From Saturday Night Live. Like
yes. Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
All he did was ask girls for fish sandwiches and drink Cavassier. Best movie in the world, in my opinion.
I don't know.
What?
Who was his name?
Ladies Man.
Ladies Man.
Ladies Man.
Yes.
I remember that.
Ladies Man.
So you guys do know that the Love Doctor is on the Band of Brothers. I don't know what time their show comes on because mine is more important, right?
Right now,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so, I would like the Love Doctor to go ahead and grab a microphone and a seat. If you can find one. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, bring it to the stage.
That boy sipping his coffee. You better leave him alone.
The Love Doctor.
Does he get
he even got that walk? He got a smooth walk.
That boy got a smooth walk.
And we got the Band of Brothers infiltrating the show.
That's okay, because we're going to infiltrate the Band of Brothers, too.
I got time.
It's all good.
Yeah. Go ahead, hang it up. Yeah, put it up to his face.
I was just thinking about if your girl put pickles on her stomach.
Yeah, no.
What? If your girl put pickles on her stomach, what would you do?
I'm not eating them.
Pickle-licious.
I don't want none of them pickles, but I have my pickles
she can't
on the
even,
side.
She can't even nickname her stuff pickle, huh?
Oh, absolutely not. That is one sandwich I would not. That is
horrible.
So nasty.
I just want to see if you would catch it. I just want to see if somebody would catch that.
Nasty.
You see everybody's reaction in here? Even Architect got a sour face.
I just want to see if he would catch the.
Oh, no.
That's nasty.
Oh, my God. That's
would you
syrup.
Like some of this pickle?
No, man. What's wrong with you?
But you got a pickle? Oh, I'm getting out of here. That ain't good. You put an eye on pickle.
Oh, my God.
Lev, doctor, what you got for me today? Because last time I talked to you, you left me with a good one. Give me some more.
Never take a girl to drive through.
My man.
Hey. What's wrong with that?
Love, doctor?
Yeah. Because I don't know if you heard the show, but if you have a Sarah, she don't go in there in the restaurant. He's a little bit late.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are taking applications for Sarah's.
Yes. You don't take Sarah into the restaurant. She goes through the drive-thru at night.
Sarah? Who is Sarah?
Right, and y'all haven't heard, just in case y'all haven't heard, we do have Sarah maids.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Sarah maids?
Sarah maids.
Wow.
He's slipping.
Yeah, he's slipping.
You gotta give a hand signal or something when you're gonna drop Sarah in here. There's too much going on over here in the production booth.
Okay,
I do believe the Love Doctor asked who Sarah what is.
Okay,
Sarah?
Well, let's get this sound check real quick. Sarah.
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 Wolf piss.
That is what she smells like.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not heard the episode that I declared, Wolf Piss.
That was number one, wasn't it?
That was show number one. Yes. Oh, I love that show. Oh, hey, I was saying, well, don't get, we don't want her to get Wolf Piss. I say, all right.
So you missed the show when we explained what a Sarah was. And I used the analogy. Thank you. Yes.
So kind.
Yeah. Good job.
Man.
Right. So we explained what a Sarah was. And we said that we do believe that God
Sarah's,
has.
Sarah's have a purpose.
Yeah, they have a purpose and that God has humor. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever heard when they say that somebody's been hit with the ugly stick.
Yes.
Right. Sarah has fell through the whole tree, hit every branch on the way down.
Wow.
And the tree fell over.
Wow.
That's Sarah hitting every tree.
Right.
Every stick.
Yeah. Sarah's main job is to make sure that our public restrooms are spotless.
She might even wipe her face with a couple of leaves.
Yes.
Amazing.
She's the one who finds treasures in trash.
Really?
Yes. Wow. And Sarah, although maybe looked down by many people, the Riddler and I have made it a special event to make sure that they are hired and taken care of.
Yes.
Just like you take care of a gerbil. You cage her up and let her go when it's time to run the wheel.
Wow.
And she might be a gerbil. You never know.
True. Sarah's the one who wears shoes.
Gerbil?
Yeah, she's the one who wears shoes without socks.
Yes.
And then wants to take her shoes off in your house.
Very disgusting.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But she keep your house clean because just the smell alone.
Yes.
Of her BO and breath will melt everything, including dust, and shine gold.
So we have made up our own analogy, and we've made up our own qualifications of what a Sarah is.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, contact the architect
for all questions and anything that upsets you.
And
sure,
he is accepting all applications
for Sarahs.
For Sarahs.
If you don't know you're a Sarah, you look in your group of friends, and if you are the ugliest one, I'm sorry.
You are Sarah.
If, yes. If you are the ugly friend that kick it, and all your other friends is cute, you know you the Sarah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That, very awesome.
That is.
Hopefully that clears
know
a few things
role.
Up.
Hey, and what we also discovered was Sarah was the side wife situation because she had amazing poom poom.
Oh, I can't say that.
Sometimes she has amazing poom poom, and you want to keep that Sarah on the side because
okay,
you don't want to lose.
Wait, Tom, help me.
Yep, he took it to another level. He took it to another level. He took it to another level.
How could she have? How would you know she had good poom poom if Sarah has an
because
amazing
God always,
body odor?
She always puts some. He God always he, puts, he a puts a miracle in a mistake.
Yes. And sometimes those mistakes feel good.
Hey. Oh my God.
You have to learn from your mistakes sometimes. So learn from them.
But you just said she got an amazing BO and bad breath.
No, what I said was her BO and breath might be bad, might but be. That's for like 90% of the Sarahs. There's the other 10%, the ones that you make side wife situations as WSs, they have amazing poom poom.
I'm gone.
Just a minute, man. You nasty, man. Just right. Right. Going down. Right. You nasty.
I'm just trying to figure. Wow. So there's different types of Sarahs.
Yes. There's level to this, man.
Yes.
There's levels
yes.
to this.
So what's the best type of Sarah to have?
The one with the amazing poom poom. If your vagina is wet and it feels great.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And you're a Sarah. And we appreciate you.
I would just say you a Sarah and you keep your banana pudding fresh.
Yeah,
you good with me?
Okay.
See,
yes,
the love doctor, ladies and gentlemen.
Banana pudding.
I don't like brown bananas.
And me neither. I don't like brown bananas either.
Nobody likes brown bananas.
Wow. Put it like this: nobody likes soft fruit.
But check this out. They say the darker the banana it gets, the sweeter it is.
No, that's a lie. It gets bitter.
You are the engineer.
Oh, not nah,
architect.
Be the engineer.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going. Wow. If the banana's too dark, it produces fruit flies.
He's thinking the darker the berry.
Now,
juice.
If we were talking about berry,
not when it comes to Sarah's.
Different. Yeah,
right.
They need to keep it as light and fresh as possible.
Exactly.
Wow. But there is a special box on the application for you to check for that.
Sarah.
Yes.
Thank you.
He's on it.
He's on it today.
Yeah, for a moment.
Love doctor. Hit me with another one.
Well, that dead air. I'm just thinking about it. This Sarah thing is all messed up.
it's like crazy, ain't
you think about everybody think they cute.
That's the problem.
Right.
You know what? I think I'm gonna make an initiative. I'm gonna go out myself and point out what's wrong in the world. And let that be a Sarah's. Every Sarah that I see, I'm going to just tag them. Like cattle, like herd.
That's, you know what?
Yeah.
That's
you just
got to
hit it right in
that's
the ear.
That's what we're going
to do. And put a little tag number right there. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Later. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we just have all this.
You just got to brand them as they go past. So.
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all, man?
I'm sorry your mother told
you
was cute.
Mistake, though, when, Sarah. You know, you're in the club, you got like four, five, you know, bottles in you, not drinks, but bottles. In you.
Yeah.
Wow,
Sarah looks sexy.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
She do.
Yes. That's the SWS. That is.
Now, how you know she's a Sarah?
Okay, look. Sarah wife situation.
Okay.
You know, no.
Side wife, Sarah. Okay.
There we go.
SWS.
The way you know she's a Sarah
is
unfortunately you have to wait till you wake up. And if you immediately throw up afterwards, she was a Sarah.
Sarahs are always for rent. they never they have are. The option to
they
buy.
Don't. Don't.
You don't buy Sarah's.
Never had an option to buy.
Yes. Never had an option to buy it.
You can't Sarah buy it on realty.com. Huh?
Right, no. Sarah is like an apartment building, not a house.
Many occupants, huh?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. Sometimes when you get so a Sarah, you might be throwing a hot dog down the hallway. But
so Sarah's what? That one you take through drive through and then do in drive through.
Yes, yeah. Yes, exactly. Right. Okay. You know, okay. Sometimes
underneath the broke light.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or you can pull in that parking spot at Burger King and have it your way.
Yes. Yes.
Sarah.
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 All right.
That felt pretty good.
It was. Did. That yeah, did. That, was, that felt
see,
right.
See, now that now, right. Now you see what we go through, man.
Yeah,
because
right.
It, everything feels great.
It do.
You know, I like Sarah. Everybody at this table likes Sarah. I'm going to say because they
I
have
never
a
said I liked her.
You didn't like her?
No. She's tolerable. We had this conversation.
No. Don't put the Sarahs out there like that, man. We
it's
need
too
them.
Late.
We need them.
Okay.
I need that hip. All right. Like, you know, I need them to grab that side pocket. Put your hand in here sometime. I got a hole in my pocket. I need you to put your hand in there.
Oh,
and
my God.
Get some fillers. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know that saying, don't lick it. Put your whole head in it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what Sarahs do at the movies.
I don't
buy
know
some
that.
Popcorn.
I don't know that saying.
On your lap.
I don't know that saying.
Very, very interesting. I like that.
I bet you do.
Yes. Yeah. And it does come, the popcorn does come with extra butter.
So once you go Sarah, you go to the free clinic.
Yeah.
No free clinics. No.
Hey.
Oh, okay. My God.
I know y'all kicked me out the conversation, but I was thinking the exact same thing. I was hoping somebody catch it. You're going to mess around and end up with something you ain't going to be able to recover from, man.
No, right. you have to keep your Sarah.
That's why you don't have an SWS. Cool.
You got to keep your Sarah vaccinated. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You have a mic? What do you got?
Hey. You Bob Barker?
Hey, that's what y'all saying.
I mean, if we're going to brand them and tag them, we got to take care of them.
You got to take care of them.
You sound like Bob Barker off the Price is Right. Make sure you keep your animals spayed.
We'll just crush penicillin in their food or something.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's like taking vitamins. You know what I'm saying? You know, like when you have a horse, the horse, you can't like just feed it pills like you do regular human beings. You got to put it in with their food.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and every now and again, even if you have to hit them with a spray,
oh,
you're good. hit them with a spray sometime.
You gotta hit him with a D-Lawson spray.
Oh,
yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new guest that came in today, and his edges are on fleek.
Oh, wow.
This is my main man, ladies and gentlemen, bringing to the stage the Maverick.
What's going on, y'all? Y'all funny, man.
Oh, I forgot that his edges are blended. Lil Sweet, he got you beat.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Oh, God, man. Woo. Next on the agenda. Come on with it. Because I know we got some listeners.
I don't know where to recover from with this. Let's just go ahead and transition into something that Mr. Whatcoy cannot bury us in. Ladies and gentlemen, the views and opinions of the Shock Therapy Radio Show are not the views of Culture Shock Entertainment Radio as a whole. Please.
But we do like living the ladies a hard time.
Living the ladies.
But send all your hate mail and comments to the architect. Address it directly to him.
That's going to happen. I'm going to have to explain some of this stuff. So God help us. I mean, this
he did. Jesus. He did. He did help us.
Don't send us a Sarah.
Yeah. No.
But there's always a miracle and a mistake. God always puts one miracle and a mistake.
Yes. She wants you to not just sit there, but do something.
Yes.
Sarah.
So next topic, ladies and gentlemen. I think you had on the list good music. What is good music nowadays? I don't think we can destroy
this
that
right here is actually good music because I'm vibing. I got my head going. I mean, you know, I'm good right now.
Good beat, good sound. I'm good with it too.
Yeah, that we got twerk.
Yeah. We might have to get a Sarah up here.
What? Should keep this place clean. Should keep this place clean.
Anything that produces twerk, oh, man.
That's good music.
Yes. See, that's what I was saying.
But you don't want no Sarahs up here twerking. Do you?
If she got the body for it, yeah. We can put a paper bag over her head.
Yeah, her face is not important.
Yeah. We just want you to dance. So we don't want to look at your face.
There you go.
We want to look at your booty.
So direct.
Straight from the
head. So what you're saying is, late in the midnight hour, when Sarah turns it around, it's going to get turned down.
The freaks come out at night.
Okay.
They come out after 5, preferably.
What is wrong with y'all?
Yeah. Don't they come out after 5?
After 8, actually.
Yeah. After 8?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can agree with that.
Yeah, after 8. After 8. 5 o'clock, there's still daylight.
Well, the real Sarahs be downstairs at the bar.
Yeah.
And they come out whenever.
They look, they look like them. They like that bottom feeder that you see in the fish tank.
Yes, like that tilapia.
That just be sucking on the side of the glass.
Yeah, what's the name of that little ugly fish?
Algae eaters.
Yeah, that's what they are. They,
right.
Algae eaters.
The algae eater. That's an algae eater. That's what Sarahs are, algae eaters. They are ugly, but they sure got a good lips to do
their
job.
Sarah, we need you to come. Sarah, we need you to come.
They know how to do their job.
Eat some of this algae.
They suck the dirt off a glass.
Ain't that right? Ain't that right, though?
Suck the poison out of you. Huh?
Yeah.
Right. All right.
They keep everything clean.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Suck the poison out of
you. Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's all you hear.
Yes, we don't need the dodgeball for that.
So,
so I, man. Come so, on, join in there, man.
So I hear. I got to put that on that. So I hear.
Allegedly.
Oh, really?
Allegedly.
So I hear.
Well, you know, Sarahs are known to do something to selfie sticks that.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, man. I'm just saying.
They make them extend.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Sometimes they melt that selfie stick, go limp. You It's no longer a selfie stick anymore. It's a limp worm. We appreciate you, Sarah.
We have gone so far off topic.
Shout out to the Cleveland Browns today. They beat the Baltimore Ravens 33-30.
All right.
Sweet.
Yes.
All right.
It's about time. Browns town. No. How y'all feel about it? Yes.
Don't get too excited, man.
Go, man. I'm excited about Sarah on selfie sticks.
Oh.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
The Cavaliers.
And the Cleveland Browns.
Not the Cleveland Browns.
Thank you, Josh McCown, for throwing 450 yards. Yeah, he had a pretty good day today.
Yeah.
Pretty good day today. I can't wait. I wish I could hear Jim Donovan.
Yeah, he probably has no voice.
But not Bernie Kosar. Bernie Kosar, let me tell you something. Okay. I was watching Channel 19. You know, what's the name of that show? You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
I know what you're talking about.
They had Bernie on there last Sunday. He looked like a complete drunk idiot.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about him. He sound like...
like Macho Man.
He sound like... Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. That's exactly how he sounded. I was just like, yo, is Bernie drunk? I ain't want to say nothing. So, me, I'm just sitting up
probably
there. Because he looked like... Bernie looked bad. I was like, yo, man, he looked like that old guy. And you'd be like, hey, man, I'm going to need you to take care of that, brother.
That ain't good, man.
No, it's not.
He has a concussion problem. I guess, what's they call that? Got hit too many times. So concussion syndrome. So his speech is bad.
You think?
Real bad.
Excessive alcohol. And
I mean, he did drink a lot, too. So... that along with
because that kills brain cells.
He's really jacked up. So yeah,
he should have been hanging with Ricky Williams then, because he likes sweets, and I do too.
quick question.
Okay.
Try trying to see if the Mav did. Have you listened to any of our shows, Mav?
Not really.
That's why I don't listen to your show.
You're right.
I just want to let you know the feeling is mutual.
We don't listen to y'all show. Y'all don't listen to ours unless we are on it.
We keep it real. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyway. With your offensive comment.
Negro.
Yeah. Did you ever hear what the topic of what the definition of a Sarah was?
Uh-uh.
Okay, listen to the show. Maybe you'll understand.
Okay, I am.
Okay, there you go. I'm not telling you nothing.
Mav had a couple Sarahs in his life.
Yeah. Sarahs.
You done had a couple Sarahs?
Sarah. Sarah! Jeez.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's a Sarah?
We done said it for like four times. I tell you what, if you listen to episode 3, you'll understand what a Sarah is.
Okay.
He's not going to listen.
The one right after Wolf Piss.
Yeah, okay. Listen to Wolf Piss first.
Yeah.
And you, then you after that, you can listen to Sarah.
Wolf Piss right. is the promotion.
Yes.
Okay. You know, that's the promotional show. We had to get that off the way.
Yeah. If you smell Wolf Piss, you smell Sarah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man. We love it.
They go hand in hand.
Hey, architect telling us the clock.
I know
clock
what he's saying. I know what he's saying.
Yeah, he wants us to clock out.
He going to let other people come on our show. He going to try to run the show.
Yeah, then hey.
He's sitting in the corner thinking he's running stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't invite anybody on your show, first of all, y'all the ones that invited them and created this shipwreck. We got a time limit we got to get to, man. Close out the show.
Like I was saying. Yeah.
We love Sarah. We also love you.
Yeah. Y'all not too far from a category together.
Yeah. Sarah.
God.
Golly, man. We need a new engineer.
Hey, man, I'm going to have to put a Sarah quota on the show, man. You can't have 56.
Can we buy a midget?
In one show.
Can we buy a midget who just presses that button?
Yeah, or we can just have a midget just stand here.
Yeah, just
here.
A little midget.
I'll just get a Sarah to hit the button for Sarah.
Because she can't be
like
seen
the
in
easy
daylight.
Button.
Like I like stable, midgets better.
Yeah,
like
midgets are funnier. Button.
I like midgets better. Yeah. They like midgets can stand up and eat pickles.
This has been shock therapy. Oh my God. Oh God.
This has been shock therapy, ladies and gentlemen. What's those websites they can hit us up at? JTB.
Yeah, y'all better let y'all show blowing this one.
I'm gonna need y'all to learn y'all employee handbook and know the information in it. The website, ladies and gentlemen, is www.cultureshockentertainment.com. You can also hit us up or listen to the show and anything else on CSC Radio at www.cscradio.cast.fm. I promise you the rest of the shows on the air are more family-friendly.
Hey.
I can guarantee you that.
Hey.
Make sure you hit us up on Facebook. Make sure you hit up our new Facebook group. What do you want, man? This is important. Our new Facebook group where you can be a part of the conversation, CSC Radio's conversation room, where you can comment on certain topics like Sarah and the infiniteness of Sarah, or you can create your own topic. If it gets enough buzz, we promise we'll definitely pick it up for you and make it a topic on one of our lovely radio shows. So feel free to do that.
Go to
and get in on the conversation.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Sarah. Yeah.
Smile. What were you trying to say, man? We got a couple seconds left.
www.wolfpisssarahnigger.com. I'm done.
Go ahead, Coach Doe, Architect. We out of here.